Okay, so this has taken so many takes for me to do because my brain keeps on short-circuiting and I sometimes stop in the middle of a sentence and go, like that. I feel like an android sometimes. It's not even funny. God, Aspie things. Am I right? Okay, so aside from that, let's just sit down and do a questionnaire, Tark. Going to take a sip of your Mountain Dew? She's always gonna have. Oh God. It's already beginning again. No! Okay. I always have to have Mountain Dew whenever I record a ramble or any kind of soda, rather, just to sort of loosen my nerves a little bit, because it's gotten to where I don't really do much rambling anymore. I don't know what happened. I mean, aside from ramble faps, but I haven't really gotten this the chance to, sit down and do a thorough ramble that is in questionnaire form. See, it's been a long, long time since I've done a questionnaire, right, really. So with that being said, I am going to do the vehement voice and or wanton writer questionnaire that was posted and created by Nyan Neko. Did I pronounce that right? Nyan Neko. Nyan Nyan Neko. Nyan Neko. Yeah. And I've beaten enough around the bush. Let's just go into it. Okay. Number one, how many voices do you have? Can you introduce them? And do they have names and characteristics? They don't have names, but they do have characteristics for sure. Now, this is my regular voice that I'm speaking right here that I don't normally use for erotic audio, but sometimes I do just to make the character a lot more dorkier, like me, because I'm a natural born dork. Who isn't? And then I could pitch my voice up a little bit and make it a little bit breathier. And this would be my sort of phone sex voice. I don't think that's my normal phone sex voice. Probably this one is because it's a lot lower than I make it to be. Because this is my normal phone sex voice, and I just love doing it. But there's this one thing I love to do, and you pitch it up just a little bit. It's this porno bimbo voice that I really, really love doing when I feel so slutty. And see, that's my favorite voice to do. I don't know why. I don't know when. I don't know why it's so fun to do, but it just is. And then pitch it up a little bit higher, and then you get the little voice. Oh. I don't know why that's so funny to me. It's so fun to do it. Like I've mentioned in a rant. It was a rant that I did about 7, 8 months ago, and it was sort of talking about how it's so much fun to do the hentai voice. I don't know why it is so much fun, but it is. So I've got like three or four voices. This is my normal voice, and this is my normal phone sex voice. And this is a little bit of a more feminine phone sex voice. Three. Okay. It's the fourth one. Oh, the porno bimbo. Oh my God, I don't even know. Yeah, that's the porno bimbo voice. And this is. Daddy, can you come play with me? Yeah, that's the little voice that I've done in some audios. I don't think I could do it anymore because, hey, Reddit has certain restrictions. Yeah, so I can't do that voice. Unless I wanted to be a woodland creature or something like that that wants to get, you know, yeah. Especially a squirrel. You know, I need to do another audio with a squirrel girl. Hey, a squirrel girl! That would be real good. So I can have an excuse to do this voice. To do this voice. Oh, this is so bad. That was a bad transition. Okay. The favorite voice to act in. What tags do you often use? Oh, my favorite voice to act in is sort of a toss-up between my normal sort of seductive voice and then the porno bimbo. Yeah, those are my two favorite voices to act in because actually, no, it said favorite voice, not voices to act in. Well, it's sort of like a toss-up between the three. My normal voice, the normal form, blah, 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 the normal phone sex voice, and then the porno bimbo voice. And with the porno bimbo voice, which is my all-time favorite, is slutty moans, stupidly slutty moans, pouty. Oh, I love being pouty. I don't know why. God damn it, I'm a dom. Doms aren't supposed to be pouty, aren't they? Are they? Well, they can be. Doms could be whatever they want to be. Shut up, Tark. Just shut up. Shut up, just shut up, shut up. Okay, don't distract yourself, Tark. Okay, so the porno bimbo voice that I use in audios, it requires a tag of like the pouty bimbo voice, slutty moans, moaning like a porn star. Which are so much fun to do. Why is it? I don't know. And then I like to growl most of the time, which includes Tark growls. I've not growled in so long. Probably need to fix that. Yeah, so thoughts on your normal voice versus sexy. Okay. So, my normal voice is the least sexiest thing you've ever heard because it is just monotone. It is. When it's not monotone, some people mistake my speaking voice. See, I have a loud mouth sometimes. And, well, no, not sometimes, but most of the time, my voice tends to carry a lot. And so some people would think I'm yelling when in reality I'm not. It's just like a heightened sort of speaking voice, and I'm not yelling. I'm not screaming or anything. It's just how I talk, you know? And when I get excited about talking about certain things, it's going to be like that. I talk about music all the time. That's where my voice kind of goes on the verge of just almost not yelling, but kind of shouting a little bit, and I'm bad about that. But then my sexy voice, there'd be sometimes, it's kind of hard to explain how I could switch that on and off, because it's very different. It's very, very different from my regular speaking voice. Because never in a million years would you suspect this voice being part of the same package as this voice right here could. You know, it's just, it's weird. It's very weird. And sell us your most cheesy pickup line with your sexy voice. Shoot. Ooh. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only ten I see. Ha ha ha. Okay, that wasn't sexy, that ha 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 thing. don't hear that in a don't expect to hear that in a in any audio of mine, unless I feel really, really goofy. 'Cause yeah, when do I not feel goofy? Okay. Has your opinion about your own voice changed since you started recording audios? No. No. There would be rare times that I would listen to my voice and say, huh, you know what? In that audio, my voice sounds good in that one. But most of them is just like, it's either too whiny, it's either too monotone, it's either too squealy, too this, too that. It's too much everything, you know? It's just. Yeah, I kind of tend to overact on some of my audios, which doesn't coincide with my actual orgasms. See, I almost all the audios I've recorded, they're all real, but I love just playing with my voice and just sort of see how high it would go, sort of see how low it can go. See, I like playing with my voice. That's just it. But I still hold that same opinion as to is like, it's too much this, it's too much that, too. Or not enough this, probably. Not enough restraint, probably. Yeah, pretty much. What are some comments you've received about your voice? Now, I remember somebody telling me that I sounded like something from an 80s movie. And then I don't know. I can you tell I don't like talking about my voice that much? But hey, it is what it is. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, I have received some comments of my voice telling me that I sound like something from a John Hughes movie. My voice sounds very smoky. And the odd thing about it is I don't smoke. I really don't. But I did it once, but that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Shit. What was I can't really recall any comments that other than that one moment, that one comment saying that I sounded like something from an 80s John Hughes movie. That's just it. Okay, now tips on recording. What's your setup? Do you edit your audios? Yes. My setup is usually, see, I have a blue microphone that I mostly use for music, but then when I just want to record erotic audio, I usually use my headset. It's actually a gaming headset, but I use it just to record audios for GWA, and sometimes they're not the best for recording screaming orgasms. Let's just say that. I've learned my lesson while recording the cat girl script, and I went off on that one. It's a wonder my mic still works after that. And this has been like, what, almost 2 years since I've recorded it, and I still got this. This headset has served me well for almost what? I've got this headset from. Ah, shit. What was. I had this headset for 4, 5 years, and it still works. It still works. Well, it's sort of running on its last legs a little bit, but other than that, it still works like a charm. So I usually use this, the headset I'm using right now, as my recording thing. Now, I only use my blue mic if it's like music or if I want to record wet sounds from down there. And yeah. Do you edit your audios? Yeah, I do, because sometimes I tend to be. Sometimes when I record something and it's gonna be real loud, chances are it is gonna be real loud. I usually run it through a compressor, and try and see if I run it through a compressor, and then I de-amplify it so it won't be as painful for the listener to hear that screaming orgasm, because I can be pretty loud when I come. I really am. And I try to work on that, but it's still, like I said, my voice carries, and that's the worst part about it, because my voice is very, very loud. It's either too loud or it's too quiet, and people can barely hear me. I'd rather be too loud than too quiet. Because, yeah. But, yeah, I usually just run it through a compressor and then de-amplify it, cut out all the stutters and stuff like that, and then just post it. Yeah. What do you prefer, improv or script, and why? It depends on my mood, really. Mostly I've done improvisation because it gives me more room to be as dorky as I can be. But then there are some really good scripts I've done, and it's just I've had a blast doing them because I can still put that personality into that said script and just run with it. And I do have this sort of a bad habit to improvise. Like, add some ad libs during a script where it's not advised to, is not instructed to, but I do it anyway because I don't know why. I'm dumb like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's just. But if I have to choose between the two, it's improv because, yeah, I like showing off my dorky side. I like showing off my usual Dom side too, and just seeing where what I can say, just seeing how far I can take things with what I say sometimes. If that makes any sense. Because there are some times I like to say things to shock. Kind of like that one audio, one Ramble Fap I did. It was like a mommy. That's a, something like that. And it was a. Yeah. It was sort of. It was inspired by a Redditor, a GWA performer who no longer performs here, sadly. And she inspired me greatly with that one. So I had to go and do that one. And then I didn't expect half of the stuff I said when I did that one, because I just felt in the moment there. See, I like to see how far I can take it. That's why I do improv. I can exercise how far I can take it, and how dorky I can be, how silly and how goofy and how raunchy and slutty I can be. So yeah. Any tips for writers? There's one, okay? There is one. And this has resonated with me for years, especially after reading a script that should not have seen the light ever. No tongue twisters. Please. No tongue twisters. Please, please, please. And repetition is all right. Just as long as it's not like 12 or 15 or 50 times in a script. Just, yeah, repetition is okay to a certain amount. Maybe 5, 6 times is good, and just leave it at that. Yeah, that's just it. And then And then, well, no, that's not it. That's not it. Tips for writers: do not be afraid to go outside your box. Do not be afraid to, just put your own personality into the script. Just, that's just it. That's pretty much it. Just go crazy. Go crazy. Don't go too crazy. But go crazy. Go crazy. Sexiest audio you ever recorded. God, that's a hard one. That's what he said. Sexiest audio ever. Hold on. Okay. Oh, shit. I have to look for it. Ah, oh, God. See, I forget some of my audios so easily because I've had so many of them. It's not even funny. Okay. Let me look for it. Okay. Shoot. Let me look. Let me look. Let me look. Oh yeah, it's the one. It's like it's the title. Hi, I'm Tarka Shooper, and what was I talking about again? That was one I had the most fun doing. See, it was supposed to be like a first audio scenario, and then it just devolved in me turning into a slutty little porn star bimbo. Much different than what I am, of course. And it's just like, that was around that time when I got into bimbofication. Bimbofication? Is that the way you say it? Bimbofication. Yes. And gender transformation as well. I think I got into bimbofication first. No, wait. Gender transformation first, and then bimbofication, because I don't know. Sort of delving into that kind of role, it was just a bunch of fun, and that was the, I think that was the sluttiest I've ever moaned at that time. And I don't think it ever compared to that one, because I had the most fun ever, 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 ever in that one. So, yeah, what was I talking about again? Audio. That was the most fun I've ever had, and it was just the sexiest time I've ever had, too. Okay, 10. What's your biggest blooper? What is my biggest blooper? Shit. Hold on just a second. It's my neighbors. Sorry. There's a lot of bleed over from the background, and then there's sometimes where I stumble over my words all the time. See, I did one where, I don't even remember one specific blooper, but I do remember that there are some where I just mess up on my words and I end up just going blah, 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 like I always do, because so much fun to go blah, 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 than just actually speaking, isn't it? Yeah. So I can't really recall, except there were some times where my cat, you see, you would hear him in the background in this audio too. He'd be meowing at the door whenever I speak. And he's like, "Huh, I want in on this conversation too. Let me in." It's just cat meows mostly and messing up words and stuttering. Those are my biggest bloopers ever. Okay, and so now we're going to go into the writer section, the wanton writer questionnaire. I've already done the voice. I think I may have an easier time with this one. Okay, where do your ideas come from? Usually, sometimes from watching TV or just listening to music, and then just sitting there and just letting my brain stew up some ideas based on what I've heard from certain conversations or just certain phrases, probably. Mostly That is, it's like a melting pot of various things. Listening to music, watching TV, and hearing certain phrases that you think would sound pretty good in a script, and you just put them in there. All right. And second, what inspired you to start writing erotic scripts? Well, I didn't get into writing scripts until probably my 5th month of posting on GWA under a different name. I was somebody else before I became Tarkus Trooper. And I didn't start writing until about, shoot, about the 5th month into being there, because I just imagined myself, what if you wrote a script and you wrote your favorite phrases in there and hearing them say it because you wrote it? That would be amazing! Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's pretty much it. I'm not gonna lie, I am an intention whore when it comes to writing scripts. That, and I like to listen to my favorite phrases over and over again. Well, not so much over and over again. I just like to hear how most people would interpret them and put their own spin on it. And it's just, I like different takes on my scripts. I really do. Yeah. All right, so what tags and genres are easy to write for you? Ooh, M sub. I love writing M sub a lot. Kind of went for a demon voice there. I am so sorry. This is how I feel when I write M sub, because that is probably the most easiest I've ever. This is the easiest genre I've ever done, and also M for M. And oh God, it's a lot of fun because you know, it's just you get to write as slutty as you want. And I know some of my scripts, most were, let's be honest, most of my scripts can make the performer a little uncomfortable, and I'm really, really sorry about that. But I just love the daddies so much. The daddies. Oh, yes. Yeah, anything daddy related, anything M sub, anything M for M or M for F. Yeah, Fuda. Oh, God, anything. Come inside me's. All of it. All of it, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. And which ones are challenging? Oh, I would have to say, just writing in the Dom's perspective. Now, this is where it gets confusing. I have no problem performing in the Dom's perspective, but writing in the Dom's perspective is a little bit tricky, I think. Because see, right now, I am working on a script that I think it's a commission. And usually I don't do commissions, but I just thought, why not? Somebody asked me to do a Daddy Dom script for them, and I've been stewing on it for quite some time, and it's pretty challenging, to be honest. But I probably have to use this sort of thought and be like, look, imagine if you were performing the script, right? Write it like you're doing that. So I'm probably gonna have to go into that, going to writing that script using that thought. Wish me luck, guys. Because I don't write many Dom scripts at all. I really don't. I usually write a lot of subby ones. And those are the ones I have the most fun just writing. They're just slutty fun all around. Okay. Are you regimented, or do you write when inspiration strikes? I write when inspiration strikes, but lately it's kind of been a common thing for it to come and go. I'll be inspired, sure, but nowadays when I sit in front of a computer and I start to write something, it just goes away. And I'm gonna try and go back into script writing because that's what I love to do. I don't wanna quit it because I'm not disciplined enough to sit right there, stay right there, and do it. 'Cause it's just, I don't know. I'll get back into it soon enough, just as things start to settle down and I don't have as many things on my plate like I used to. Well, not, yeah, like I do now. And my attention span is a little bit longer than it usually is. Okay. What are some things you're working on now? How long is your idea list? Oh, I've got a lot of things that I've been wanting to work on. 'Cause right now I'm working on the said commissioned script. And then after that, I am going to try and do sort of like a FUTA script where this. I'm not gonna go too much into detail, but it involves a southern man going crazy over his girlfriend's FUTA cock. And it involves being down by the river, too. So look out for that one, 'cause I've not written much scripts that had southern people in them. I did once, but it was very problematic. I don't want to revisit that one. But I want to do that, and this guy is a southern gentleman. Not to mention just a southern gentleman. He is a subby southern gentleman. You don't get that a lot here. Not really, anyway. And it'll be a really fun thought to do, a really fun script to write, too. As long as I get to have myself sit down and write it. That's the problem. So, how long is my idea list? Long. Long, long, long. Because I've got like a bunch of ideas and I don't know which one to start. Like, I wanted to do a femboy zodiac series, and I've noticed that it's sort of become a common theme around GWA nowadays, and it's like, I don't know. Should I do it because they're doing it, or should I do it just because this is what I want to do? Of course, it's what I want to do, but it's just, I need to flesh the idea out more. And sort of do my research on zodiacs because zodiacs they always fascinate me, and I'd love to do more research on them so I can properly write the scripts that I've been meaning to do, and yeah, and also a catboy script too, 'cause that was one that I was talking about with another Redditor about writing after he did my narrative script about fucking a cat man. So yeah. So yeah, my ideal list is just long, long, long because my short attention span. Yeah. It's bad. It's worse than it's ever been, and I need to sit down and get back into it. What are some ideas you've abandoned? I've pretty much when I tried doing writing a script about a guy taking over for me doing like the Sissygasm series, and I thought no, 'cause most of those, because the last two ones I did, they were completely improvised. So why So why have someone do a scripted version of that? It's just, it wasn't a good idea. It really wasn't. So I completely thrown that out of the window. And yeah, what's your writing progress? I mean, shoot, I can't read. What's your writing process? What programs, apps do you use, or do you write by hand? I usually do WordPad on my computer. I use a WordPad, and I used to do rough drafts, but then I just go in and just stop where I am and just save it until I finish it, and then post it on Pastebin, and then go from there. Do you have a particular voice or accent in mind when you write? Yes, the sluttiest you can ever muster. I don't care what accent you do, as long as you're just like going crazy with your voice, just like getting all porny and riled up. That's just, I don't know why that's a turn on for me. I just love hearing someone do a script, especially if it's the sluttiest script ever, going into just this moaning, writhing, porny mess, and just going absolutely bonkers out of their mind with lust. That's pretty much sort of like how I perform sometimes. It's just wild, loud, really slutty. Yeah, that's how I really, really imagine how the voices in my head would sound like when writing the script and reading some of them back. Hope that makes sense. I really hope, because most of what I'm saying here in this audio, it makes no sense whatsoever, because as I've said, I'm pretty rusty at this rambling game. Pardon me for that. I'm really, really sorry. But no, it's just like really slutty, really porny, Willy won't go home. No. Really slutty, really pouty, really, really raunchy, and very whimpery, and very, you know, I could do a better moan than that, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that when people are awake around the house. That would just draw too much suspicion. Too much! Okay, I'm doing that a lot. Blah. Okay. Tips for voices while performing scripts. Same advice I would give to other writers. Go crazy. Go wild. Don't be afraid to scream. Don't be afraid to sort of lose your voice a little bit. I know that sounds cruel. That sounds cruel, but don't be afraid to lose your voice a little bit when you go like completely bonkers, because that's what some scripts are required to do. They are meant to be read. They are meant to come alive on the page. They're meant to come alive. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. It's just, you have fun with it. You don't look at it as like, as a chore. Please don't, because then that feeling will be lost, and it's like, I'm trying to feel what you're feeling, but it's not there. It's not there at all. That's why I love when performers, they give their all into a script or into an audio, no matter if it's improvised or scripted. I want that feeling to be palpable, almost tangible, you know, that I can feel it too. I can feel it coursing through my bones and coursing through my veins, and it's impossible not to feel it along with a performer. Yeah. So, yeah, go crazy, go wild, do what you want. Just make sure that the listener feels it along with you. That's the magic in this whole thing. All right. Okay, walk us through your thought process. Erotic 10-word challenge. No slugs is not an appropriate safe word. Try again. 10-word challenge? This is gonna be hard. Do not do tongue twisters. They are not sexy. Ever. I can't believe I counted all on my fingers. Oh, yeah, don't do tongue twisters. Please don't do that. I don't imagine tongue twisters ever being sexy. Remind me of a time that has been sexy. Have it? Has it? Because I don't recall at all. It just. Tark, you're not making much sense. Just shut the audio off and just walk away. Okay, but anyway. Oh, dear Lord, this is going to be a train wreck and a half. I'll probably try another question or just to get my feet wet again and doing these things. But I hope nonetheless that y'all enjoy this. And yeah, I hope y'all like it. 'Cause it was just puh. Yeah. So yeah, with that being said, I hope y'all enjoy this and I will see y'all around. Okay. Tarkus Trooper signing out.